Hey, this is Carl Zuma from AttractWomen.com. I got some flirting tips for guys for you today. You know, when it comes to sucking face or making out, guys don't seem to realize that this is a make or break point. You need to make sure that your extended kissing sessions are done with skill and finesse. You're probably familiar with most of my flirting tips for guys, and everything seems to be going along swimmingly for you, I'm sure, by now, right? You had that first touch, the first kiss, but now is not the time to blow it by getting into a rush. Okay, here's a few rules for extended kissing that I like to share as part of my flirting techniques for guys. Number one is do not kiss her in front of her friends. Many women are afraid of being considered slutty. Most women, in fact. This is ingrained in them by society, their upbringing, and it's even a biologically programmed response. Women are very conscious of what others think, especially other women. Number two, do not kiss her for very long in any public place. This goes right along with the previous rule. Move it to a private venue as soon as you can. If you want the extended kissing to progress in any way, you gotta isolate her. You gotta get her away from the pack, as they say. Number three, calm down, man. Just, you know, too many guys get frenzied and turned into a passion fest where they're trying to get as far as they can, as fast as they can. Start out slowly and you can build the tension even higher later on. Don't start macking on her at the first sign that she's into you or attracted to you and then responding to you. You got to really have self-control. That's the one thing women are looking for that shows them, first of all, that you don't need it and that you are pretty much, let's just say, satisfied elsewhere. So she's got to work harder for you. Another tip for guys, a flirting tip for guy, is that the rules that I gave you are just a few general ones to observe when you're doing some extended kissing. But there's something else to keep in mind. Do you know how good a kisser you are? Well, if you don't, then you need to improve. Men who are great kissers have been told this for ages, and they have no doubts about their ability. If you do have doubts, ask for feedback and get some guidance to improve your skills a little bit. It might be intimidating, but you do this once or twice, and you're going to change your game because your confidence is going to skyrocket. One easy way to be considered a good kisser is just simply to make sure that you're kissing slower than she is. It's a technique I always use. Always kiss slower and more gentle than she is. This will make you a better kisser instantly. It's the fastest thing you can do to change your technique and improve. One thing I point out when I talk about seducing tips for guys and the seduction stuff and the flirting tips is that extended kissing is just one of the stepping stones to deeper intimacy, even sexual intimacy. It's about making her desire you, you know, and want you and enticing her to be alone with you. So you got to keep that in mind. That's a very important step for deeper intimacy. So you can't skip it and you can't try and get hurried past it. You might start out kissing in public, but you need to take the action somewhere more private, preferably her place or yours. For instance, when you drop her off, you might ask to see something in her apartment that she mentioned earlier, or maybe even ask for a drink of water. She just needs an excuse to let you in, okay? So don't feel like you're being the lecherous, perverted guy. Same thing applies about your place, by the way. It helps to mention that you will only stay or she can only stay just for a little while. That way, there's no expectations, and if something ends up happening, well, then that's okay. If she expresses fears or reluctance, don't try to convince her otherwise, okay? Don't try and change her reality. You can't do it. You have to respect her caution if she seems put off or uncomfortable. Most guys try and gloss over this stuff and think that they can get further by pushing harder. Let it go. Tell her that she's right, and you have to wake up early tomorrow anyway, so it's probably not a good idea in the first place. You want to leave on a positive note. One last note in my flirting tips for guys. Don't try to make sure that you have another date right now. In other words, don't try and secure it or lock it in. This is not the time to ask her out again. You want her wondering and anticipating so that when you do ask her out again, she's excited about it and she's thrilled to say yes. Now, you want to learn more? Yeah, you do. Go on over to AttractWomen.com. Let me put on my seductive voice. Hey there, brother, alpha brother. Go on over to AttractWomen.com. Get the goods. Get the flirting tips for guys you know you need. Go on over to www.attractwomen.com. This is your brother, your alpha brother, Carlos Zuma.